Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, your daily companion.
It's more than radio, it's a way of life. It is 657 AM.
657 AM, Radio Pulpit coming to you. We trust the Father is doing you good, man, and gracing you so much in a mighty way. The best of friends you and I are. And touching base on this, the issue of us as a spiritual body, what is implied by that? One has to know. What is a spiritual body even all about if we say we are a spiritual body? Thank you so much to Maria Timpe there. Send us WhatsApps. Let's hear what you say with regards to this. You can also give us a shout, talk to us directly there, 012-334-1322. Let's hear what you make of it, the very notion of being a spiritual body. Malak, let me come back to you again. When we speak of a spiritual body, there's quite a lot of things that we need to look into there now. If you go back to 2 Corinthians, and then I'll look at chapter 7, then I'll go to chapter 11 and 12. But chapter 7, verses 12 says, "Therefore, although I wrote to you, I did not do it for the sake of him who had done the wrong, nor for the sake of him who suffered wrong, but that our care for you is in the sight of Yahuwah, or in the sight of Yahuwah might appear to you." The care that Yahuwah wants to project to the nations, to the people, to mankind, he also wants to project through us. When they see us as a spiritual body, they will also see the care of the Father, which he lavishes upon us. And this care also is projected to the people. Do we see that, Malak? Are you still there, Malak? All right, we seem to have lost him there. I don't know what happened.
Advertiser e-business lakho ku Radio Pulpit ebesemgangathweni. I-Radio Pulpit iyi-brand ethenjwe kakhulu eminyakeni edlula amashumi amane. Futhi inabalaleli abadlula u-400,000. Sesinama-package amahle kakhulu kanye nezindawo eziningi zoku-advertiser ukuze i-business lakho likhule. Uma ufuna uku-advertiser, thinta uSanet ku 012-334-1254 noma uthumele i-email usanet@radiopulpit.co.za. Futhi ungathumela i-SMS ethi advertise ku 37871. I-SMS ikhokhelwa imali ejwayelekile.
Okay, Malak, did you hear my question?
Kiteng, Malak. Yes. Sorry, Negemintile. Remember, we have to resemble. We are the light. We read scriptures. We go to church. Basically, as we do that, we are to walk the talk. So we are learning about the way of obedience, the way that pleases Abba. So as the scriptures are being read, as we get to also at our homes and all that, and there are teachers of the word and all that, right? It is like at school. Then we learn, we intake this, and from there we start to put it into practice. Mm. Meaning that as we put it into practice, we become the beacon of light. We, as I said, we represent the kingdom. When I see you, yeah, I see Hamashiach. Not because you are saying or claiming to be Hamashiach,
yeah,
but kadikeso
tahao. Yes.
They draw me to you. So the light is in you. So there's something about you that would draw me, and the love that Professor speaks about, because you walk in scriptures, you practice as the scriptures are saying. So you show that love, you share, you do everything that the scriptures would be commanding. Now, you don't need to come and to tell me, no, by me looking at your deeds, wow, because even when you go through situations, challenges in life, it is the strength that you'd be having that curriculum. Wow. Malachi, there's 1, 2, 3 that he's going through. But look at how he's handling this thing. What's your secret? Well, what? Yes. Now you're able to share with me your secret to say, no, this is nice because of I read the word, I trust in this, I pray, and everything it is according to what the word is saying. Mm. And now, because of I have heard that you've directed me. So that is how now we have to, that is how we get to draw people into the light, the kingdom of Abba Yahuwah, because it is also the love. So for him to say, for us to be good servants or these disciples that are representation of his kingdom, it is part of him showing how much he loves us, because he's sending somebody who would have heard about this good news, the Bashura, and now this person comes and to say, look, you, where you are, it is not a place that is correct. Maybe it's a place of darkness, not because it's binky, but it's because of this is what the word is saying. Mm. So because we follow the word is directing us from darkness into the light. And therefore, people then are able to be saved. So also we could look at Harishaba, the spiritual body. We should liken it to Karbala, Galatians chapter number 5. It means that we have the fruits of the Ruach again, because the scripture is able to bring some separation. This is the lust of the flesh, and this is the lust of the spirit. So now that it is clear before us to say, oh, okay, the fruit of the Ruach, right, or the spirit, it is love, it is joy, it is peace, it is long suffering, gentleness, goodness, faith, meekness, temperance, and all those things. So those are the fruit that should be seen in me. Then, and none of them should be missing. It's one orange, but in a little department that forms part to make it one orange. So it is that which we learn from the scripture. And now when we go out, when we leave out the door, or even from inside our homes, our children must be seeing that love. That love must be vetted for it. I would respect my husband. I would respect my wife. I would respect my children. I would exercise that which I have read in the scripture, because I put it into practice. So that this and we go on, and now the people, when they look at you, they say, wow, this person is forever doing, even when they're going through this and that. But look at them, what they are seeking. The secret is that now we have, or we part of this spiritual body, which has the fruit of the Ruach HaKadosh.
I hear you quite well. Send us your WhatsApps, 0826572729. We are a spiritual body. What are we all about? Mina, I need to know, what is it that we are all about? Otherwise, we are just talking in circles.
Share our passion for life on 657 AM.
Radio Pulpit understands that praying alone isn't always easy. So join us to form a chain of prayer for you and with you. To do so, send in your prayer requests on 067-429-7564. That is 067-429-7564. Or alternatively, email us on prayer@radiopulpit.co.za. That is prayer@radiopulpit.co.za.
Join us for heart-to-heart discussions every weekday from 12 to 3 p.m. as we look at daily challenges, relevant issues, and health matters with inspiration and great music to make you smile. Become enlightened. Listen live on Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, or catch the podcast on radiopulpit.co.za.
Feel the pulse of the real life on 657 AM.
Welcome back, 657 AM, Radio Pulpit coming to you live. We trust the Father's doing you well, gracing you so much in the mighty way. You and I, the best of friends, man, we are looking into this very aspect. You, I had to do a long breath. Very aspect of we as a spiritual body. What do we mean? What do we imply? We can't just be a spiritual body with all the decorations and no purpose. Never. Now, onke amahairstyle abantu abawenzayo asho something. Ngalabo bantu labo. Abanye bazi, these things mean something also in the spirit. It means something. Let's hear what you say. Let's hear what you are about on this issue. I am keen to hear from you. Give us a shout. Talk to us directly there. 012-334-1322. Send us a WhatsApp. 0826572729.
Hear the word and renew your life on 657 AM.
Hey, Rato. All right. I don't know what happened to Rato's messages. Let me do this. I'm going to start it from scratch because there's something that's happened. It looks like she's talking out of the studio. Rato, I'm going to try and bring you in as much as I can.
The guests that you have and the amazing Radio Pulpit listeners, I would like to contribute to Spiritual Bodies dialogue and conversation. Opening my Bible to the Gospel of Matthew, looking at chapter 6, verses 12 and 14. So 12 says, "And forgive us our sins, as we have forgiven those who sin against us." And then 14 says, "If you forgive those who sin against you, your heavenly Father will forgive you. But if you refuse to forgive others, your Father will not forgive you." And in my understanding with this, as a sister in Christ, it's very important to have the notion and the heart of forgiveness. You cannot encompass the body of spirituality if you cannot forgive your brother and your sister in Christ. As the opening prayer says, "Our Father in heaven, may your name be kept holy."
Yeah.
You cannot pray this verse to your father, or you cannot keep his name holy if you do not encompass the notion of forgiveness. And that is what a spiritual body for me has to highlight. Because it says, if you refuse to forgive others, your father will not forgive your sins. And at the beginning of the prayer, it says, his name should be kept holy. So if you fail to encompass the notion of forgiveness, the Father will not see you. He will not forgive you. And forgiveness starts with yourself. So that is my contribution to tonight's dialogue. Amen.
Amen. Thank you so much.
Tune in to Radio Pulpit on 657 AM for reliable Christian talk radio at its best. Find your daily dose of Christ-centered motivation and encouragement on Radio Pulpit 657. Download our app now. Tune in to radiopulpit.co.za or find us on DSTV Audio 882 and OpenView 607. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion for more than 40 years, brings a relevant moral alternative to 400,000 listeners in a variety of South African languages. Follow us on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter, and download our podcasts today.
All right, let's speak to Babongane, if you're there. Oh, no. What is wrong, by the way, here? Believe you me, I'm trying. It looks like I'm not getting it right, somehow. But on a Sunday service show, they call me my guy. Because this is a sitole right. Naganjani. Nanomaktiwan. This is a sitole right. All right, give us a shout. Talk to us directly there. 012-334-1322. I need to hear from you as to what you say with regards to this. I'm going to start it all over again with Ubabongane, and I'm just going to do a cross pollination. So when you hear, you must know that there's a connection that I'm making. Babangane! How? Kusiam. Nazao.
Listeners, I greet you in the mighty name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Today's topic, what is a spiritual body? Uyini umzimba kamoya? At present, the Spirit of God resides in our physical body. The flesh which is fully aligned with the Spirit of God, the Lord and giver of our lives. 1 Corinthians chapter 6, verse 19 says, or do you not know that your body is the temple of the Holy Spirit who is in you, whom you have from God, and you are not your own? You and I are a spirit who has a soul that lives in a body. 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 23 says, now may the God of peace himself sanctify you completely, and may your whole spirit, soul and body be preserved blameless at the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. Our spirit is our connection with God. Our spirit is the deepest part of us, and our spirit knows perfect fellowship with God. 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 10 to 12 says, you are witnesses, and God also, how devotedly and justly and blamelessly we behaved ourselves among you who believe, as you know how we exhorted and comforted and charged every one of you, as a father does his own children, that you will walk worthy of God who calls you in his own kingdom and glory. 1 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 12 and 27 says, for as the body is one and has many members, but all the members of that one body, being many, are one body, so also is Christ. 27, now you are the body of Christ and members individually. The word spiritual is in Greek is pneumaticos. We now bear the image of Adam in our natural bodies. One day we will be the image of Christ in our spiritual bodies. We receive spiritual body when we have faith in Christ. John chapter 3 verse 36. He who believes in the Son have everlasting life, and he who does not believe the Son shall not see life, but the wrath of God abides on him. We become the children in his likeness, after his image, the image of heavenly man. We have hope as believers that after death we will be raised and transformed to spiritual bodies. 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verse 42 to 49 reads as follows. So also is the resurrection of the dead. The body is sown in corruption. It is raised in corruption. It is sown in dishonor. It is raised in glory. It is sown in weakness. It is raised in power. It is sown a natural body. It is raised a spiritual body. There is a natural body and there is a spiritual body. And so it is written, the first man, Adam, became a living being. The last Adam became a life-giving spirit. However, the spiritual is not first, but the natural, and afterward the spiritual. The first man was of the earth, made of dust. The second man is the Lord from heaven. As was the man of dust, so are also those who are made of dust, and as is the heavenly man, so also are those who are heavenly. And as we have borne the image of the man of dust, we shall also bear the image of the heavenly man. The spiritual body is imperishable, glorious, and powerful, reflecting the divine nature of the resurrected life. The spiritual body is suited to eternal life. We will be raised with spiritual bodies, which are animated and guided by the Spirit of God. The change will be our future perfected state. I thank you. God bless you in a mighty way. Amen and amen.
Thank you so much, Babongane. I really appreciate. May the Father do you good and grace you so much in a mighty way. And send us a WhatsApp. It's 0826572729. Let's hear from you as to what you make of this. When we say we are a spiritual body, what do we imply by that? I need to know from you. And then what is our purpose?
Many people across South Africa are being blessed and encouraged by the Radio Pulpit devotional magazine, The Word for Today. This publication places the gospel of Jesus Christ in the hands of more than 100,000 people every day, inspiring every person, from the professional businessman to the needy person who lives on the streets. Each edition contains daily scripture-based devotionals and inspiring articles to help you grow spiritually. The booklet is given with the compliments of Radio Pulpit, but your donation, large or small, will help us to print the next edition and continue being the hope of the gospel to a world in desperate need. The Word for Today. Get yours today on 012-334-1200 or subscribe online at www.radiopulpit.co.za. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion.
Do you need prayer? Radio Pulpit, in collaboration with Need Prayer, is ready to stand in prayer with you. Contact us today with your prayer request at 012-334-1222 or WhatsApp us on 067-429-7564. You can also visit us on radiopulpit.co.za for your online prayer request. We will faithfully pray with you.
Feel the pulse of the real life on 657 AM. 657 AM. The sounds of your life.
All right, let's talk to Mebongim Rapedi.
Feel the pulse of the real life on 657 AM. 657 AM. The sounds of your life.
Good evening, blessed evening, Pastor Ray. Le bagolo ba ba nang le wena ba ruta dikgang tse di molemo tsa evangeli ya Modimo. Na topic ye ya what is the spiritual body to me ke the body of Christ or the believers who responded to the calling of God, and then ba itsiwa bana ba Modimo, re bana ba Modimo, re mmele wa Morena Jesu Kriste, but we are not called for nothing. Ga re a bitswe gore re tlo nna fela re tlo robala. We are the representatives of God here on earth. Like ko John 17 ga Morena Jesu a rapelela his disciples, le rona o re baletse, o rile ga ke ba rapelele gore o ba tlose mo lefatsheng, mme ga se ba lefatshe, mare ga ke rapele gore ba tlose mo lefatsheng. So Modimo Morena Jesu o re tlogeletse mona go bereka. Like he said ko 1 Corinthians chapter 3, I think ke verse 7, gore ke Paul a re, you are God's building and you are God's field. So a field, it's an empty space e leng gore go e tshwanetse gore e berekiwe gore e kgone go produce something, whether it's a ke masimo or go tlo developiwa something mo temo, mare go tshwanetse go berekiwa, and go berekisiwa di-tools tse di strong, like dipeke, diganda-ganda, katapulara. So le rona Modimo is using his word, and he's using even things or tse di hetse di etsagala mo botshelong tse re di bonang to have a produce tse di right from us. More Ephesians chapter 6, verse 10. Heading yate iwaga the armor of God. So the armor is a protective cloth for war. And then verse 10 yate ere finally be strong in the Lord and his mighty power. Mudimo agaskebe are be strong in the Lord and his mighty power. Hosna sepe. And then verse 11, where you put on the full armor of God so that you can take your stand against the devil's scheme. So, Mudim obatla re mo emele, re eme mo maemong a leng teng, a tlotlang, a tshosang ao, a Modimo a reng, a re tlhoka go nna strong mo go ene and in his mighty power. Gore whatever e tlang, e Modimo a bonang gore e tla, da gore rona re rilaye ko ene Modimo. And then ha fetsa from verse 12 go ya ko tlase kwa, o re fa the equipment to put on gore re kgone go emelana le the devil's schemes. So ga re a bitswa gore re tlo robala, re bitsitse gore re tlo emela mmuso wa Modimo mo teng mo lefatsheng mona. And then Modimo ga re fe mmereko o fela, o re file di-equipments tsa gore re di use, re di apply lentswe la gage. And then what I like ke gore mo gone go apara ditlhomo tsa ntwa. We are not going to the battlefield ra lwana rona se rona. Morena Jesu mo teng mo Ephesians mona a re we just put on the protective clothing and stand. And then after standing we pray. We pray. Sa rona fela ke go rapela in the spirit on all occasions with all kinds of prayers and requests. With this in mind, be alert. Re rapela ka dilo tse re di bonang di etsagala, Modimo o re bontsha pele. A kere re filwe the manifestations of the spirit. So ra kgona go bona in the spiritual realm gore go etsagala eng. For the Bible says our warfare is not spiritual. It's not carnal, it is spiritual. So Modimo o re file di weapons tsa gore re di berekise, ra di sena. The spirits that are not of God, and we stand in prayer, ra rapela rona re le the body of Christ, the spiritual body. Ke mmereko wa rona o re file one o. Ke a leboga bagolo. God bless you. Thank you.
Lalela ukuze uzothola ukukhanya ebumnyameni. Thola i-app yethu manje. Ungangena ku radiopulpit.co.za futhi ungasithola ku DSTV Audio 882 kanti na ku OpenView 607 siyatholakala. Radio Pulpit, umngani wakho imihla ngemihla.
For there is a time to search and a time to give up, a time to reap and a time to sow. Radio Pulpit wishes to be there at all times, even when you just need prayer. Send us your prayer requests by calling 067-429-7564 or email it to prayer@radiopulpit.co.za.
Do you read the Word for Today daily devotionals? We wish to ensure that your copy reaches you on time. You can now receive the booklet directly at an address of your choice or via email if you prefer. It's easy. Visit radiopulpit.co.za, select your choice, and update your details. Or SMS the word devotional to 37871. You will receive a reply SMS with the options. Alternatively, contact client services on 012-334-1257. Standard rates apply.
Give your faith wings. Explore life with 657 AM.
All right, 657 Media Wave Radio Pulpit coming to you. We trust the Father is doing you good, gracing you so much in a mighty way. Send us your WhatsApp, 082-657-2729. Let's hear what you say. When we are talking about the spiritual body, what do we mean? Mebong Imrapedi, thank you so much. We really appreciate it. Thank you, ma'am. We really, really appreciate. Babongane, thank you so much. Rato, thank you very much. Send us more WhatsApp. So 082-657-2729. Let's hear what you say on this matter. Now, let me bring this to you, Professor. When we speak also of this church, or when people say the body of the Hamashiach, I spoke of Zechariah 9:16. It says, the Elohim Yahuwah will save them in that day as the flock of his people. for they shall be like jewels of a crown. Check it out. Lifted is written in capital letters, start with capital letter L. Lifted like a banner over his land. This is how it's just like a flag. A flag is a banner. It's a sign of power or what rules over the land. And he is lifting us up in this, the wilderness, the earth itself. But I wonder if we are heeding to that lifting up. And that in itself brings quite a lot of confusion, because people are lifting up their denominations, their gifts and stuff, instead of lifting up the Christ that is in them, this spiritual body that they are. It's amazing. Now, it says in 2 Corinthians chapter 12, 20, "For I fear lest when I come, I shall not find you such as I wish, and that I shall be found by you such as you do not wish. Lest there be contentions, jealousies, outbursts of wrath, selfish ambitions, backbitings, whisperings, conceit, and tumults." Now, the things that are making us not to stand as that banner is, amongst many things, denominationalism, theological perspectives that are hostile to another, perspectives with regards to interpretations of the word, which are hostile to one another. And these are hindering us from actually standing as a banner in this land. Professor?
Thank you, my brother. Thank you very much. Let me start from where you started when you quoted the book of Zechariah 9:16, where it says, "The Lord their God will save them in that day as a flock of his people, for they shall be like a jewel of a crown, lifted like a banner over his land," which is a verse that displays that the Father expects us to be his pride. He expects us to be his glory. When we appear, the Father is supposed to brag about us and say, "Look at my children, these are my jewels of my crown." So this is the picture that the Father has about us. But the question is, are we living out the picture that the Father has about us? So when he speaks about us as a spiritual body, expected to reveal him, expected to live for him, expected to speak about him and for him even before we say a word, we are the people who are supposed to be bound by the power of the Holy Ghost. We are the people who are supposed to be ruled and guided by the Holy Spirit so that we can reveal him. Keep on asking the question, if we are the spiritual body, what is our purpose? What is our mission? How are we supposed to live? How are we supposed to reveal the Father? And we are putting this verse over and over again, that we are supposed to be the banner. We are supposed to be written in big letters, "We belong to Yahushua." We're supposed to be revealing him. Whatever that we do must reveal him. And when I think more about this, it is more about us knowing where we belong. It is about us taking the ownership of our identity. The Bible says in Ephesians 2, starting from 19 to 20, it says, we must know that we are no longer strangers, we are no longer foreigners, but we are now fellow citizens with the saints and members of the household of God. So it means this banner, when it goes up, it must be the banner that says, "I am no longer a stranger. I am no longer a foreigner. I belong to him. He bought me with his precious blood. I am built now on the foundations of the apostles and prophets through Christ, who is my Savior." And this banner must reveal the love of God. This banner must reveal the glory of God. So I must live glorifying him by my life, because I am no longer a stranger. I'm no longer a foreigner. I'm not supposed to live as though I'm still begging to be in the kingdom. So if I'm going to live as a beggar in the kingdom, I'll end up doing things that are not supposed to be done, because I don't know my place, which is why at the end of the day, I'll bring other gods, I'll bring other things into this kingdom, because I firstly don't know who am I. I don't know how am I built together. I don't know how am I pegged as a child of God. I don't know who I belong to. I'm failing to live out to the banner that the Father calls me to be. So which is why at the end of the day, I'll start to resemble other gods. I'll start to reflect other gods because I don't have a knowledge of who am I. So me as a person who knows who am I in this spiritual body, I know I belong to him. I am not a stranger to him. I'm not a foreigner. So because I know my place, I will reveal who am I. And who am I? I belong to him. I'm a child of the Most High. And the Bible says our Lord and Savior, Yahushua HaMashiach, is a chief cornerstone. So if I know that he's a chief cornerstone, I will stand in boldness. I will reflect him. I will show who he is. So this banner that I will live out is the life that he lives in me. I fail to live his life in me because I don't know him. I don't know myself. I don't know where I'm built. And the Bible says, if we don't know who we are, we're going to perish. So the Bible says in Romans 12, we must present ourselves as the living sacrifices, wholly acceptable to God, which is the reasonable service that we can give unto God. So our biggest problem again, Brother Ray, we are unable to live according to the word. We can't present ourselves as living sacrifices, which is why the banner that is visible is the banner that shows the flesh, is the banner that shows the world, is the banner that shows self other than to show God. And the Bible says we must not be conformed to this world. So as a spiritual body, I must live out in the spirit. I must live my life in the spirit. So if I live my life in the spirit, my duty is to make sure that I do reveal God all the time. How do I make sure that I reveal God? I do not conform. I do not live as the world lives. I continually transform my mind by the renewal of this mind of mine using the word of God. So in other words, the spiritual body that we have to become is lived out through him and in him. He's putting the banner out there, and we know that we are the pride of God. Know that we are those whom God has placed in this world to reveal him. So in other words, there is no conformity that is expected from us as we answer this question. I'm not going to live according to a theological perspective, but I'm going to live according to the spiritual word of God, according to the guidance of the Holy Spirit, and this banner shall reflect who is my God. 1 Corinthians 12:13, it says, for by one spirit we are all baptized into one body. So it means I am going to live by the spirit in whom I am baptized. I'm going to live by this spirit, and I know that I must reflect him. If I reflect him, everything about him must be seen from me, because not everybody I will have a chance to speak to, but my life must speak to the people that I see, because I am baptized into his body, and now I am that spiritual body that reflects who he is. As a result, I'm able to draw even the Gentiles to the body of Christ. I'm even to draw those who are in darkness by the power of the Spirit of God, because I am baptized into his body and I'm living as a spiritual body so that everybody else can see him. I am a doer of the word. I don't just hear the word and just leave it like that. As the book of James says, we must be the doers of the word. As a spiritual body, we live by the word. We cannot be in God but not live by the word of God, because our spirituality is built and strengthened by the word of God. And the Holy Spirit assists us as we endeavor to live by the word. So I am the doer of the word as a spiritual body. I'm not just a hearer. I don't forget the word of God. As the Bible says, make sure that you watch. Watch that the word of God is done. Watch that everything that you hear is done according to the word of God. So if we do that, we are living out our identity as a spiritual body.
Mm, I hear you quite well. Thank you so much, Professor. Send us your WhatsApp, 0826572729. Let's hear what you say. You can also give us a shout. Talk to us directly there, 012-334-1322. Let's hear what you say. And others have said to me, no, you have played the voice notes quite well, but that one of Rato, you haven't played it well because you are still struggling with your connections. I was doing my own connections here, so I will try it. Just give me 11 seconds. Let's see if I can be able to do that.
Ulwazi oluthe vetshe, impilo engcono nothando oluthe gabalala. Radio Pulpit, 657 AM. Umhlobo wakho wemihla ngemihla.
For there is a time to search and a time to give up, a time to reap and a time to sow. Radio Pulpit wishes to be there at all times, even when you just need prayer. Send us your prayer requests by calling 067-429-7564 or email it to prayer@radiopulpit.co.za.
The word for you today is our youth devotional that has been available as a printed booklet and has also been accessible via email. It is intended to encourage and guide young people in their walk with God. Well, we are excited to announce that the youth devotional is going fully digital. This means that the word for you today booklet will no longer be available in hard copy or sent by post, but it will still be accessible on the I Am Youth website, email subscription, and I Am Youth app, which is available on both the Google Play Store and App Store for iPhone users. Visit www.imymovement.co.za and join the move to digital.
Good evening, Pastor Ray, and I'd like to send my greetings to the guests that you have and the amazing Radio Pulpit listeners. I would like to contribute to Spiritual Bodies dialogue and conversation, opening my Bible to the Gospel of Matthew, looking at chapter 6, verses 12 and 14. So 12 says, "And forgive us our sins as we have forgiven those who sin against us." And then 14 says, "If you forgive those who sin against you, your heavenly Father will forgive you. But if you refuse to forgive others, your Father will not forgive you." And in my understanding with this, as a sister in Christ, it's very important to have the notion and the heart of forgiveness. You cannot encompass the body of spirituality if you cannot forgive your brother and your sister in Christ. As the opening prayer says, "Our Father in heaven, may your name be kept holy." You cannot pray this verse to your Father, or you cannot keep his name holy, if you do not encompass the notion of forgiveness. And that is what a spiritual body for me has to highlight, because it says, if you refuse to forgive others, your Father will not forgive your sins. And at the beginning of the prayer, it says, his name should be kept holy. So if you fail to encompass the notion of forgiveness, the Father will not see you. He will not forgive you. And forgiveness starts with yourself. So that is my contribution to tonight's dialogue. Amen.
Hlanganyela nathi ukuguqula izimpilo zabantu ku Radio Pulpit 657 AM.
Thank you so much, Rato. I really appreciate it. Yeah, now we played it well, your voice note. Send us a voice note, 0826572729, and let's hear what you say on this matter. We are talking about we as a spiritual body. What do we stand for? What does it mean when we say we are a spiritual body? One needs to know as to the implications of this. 0826572729, the WhatsApp you can send us. Otherwise, you can give us a shout, talk to us directly there, 012-334-1322. Now, Galatians 4:11, we are a spiritual body that is set up for labor. We are a spiritual body that is set up for labor. There's much laborious work that we need to do, and Paul highlights on that in Galatians 4:11. "I'm afraid for you, lest I have labored for you in vain." We are here to labor, for people to continually be saved, for people to stay in the knowledge of the Father, and for people to come into the knowledge of the Father. Not just to build churches, man. We are here to labor for real. Malak.
Hello, Malak. It is important to understand that as the assembly, we have to be led. We have to be directed by the Ruach HaKadosh instead of the flesh, so that we do not labor in vain, because what happens is that nama enali di tsokotsayone, and it is easy for us gore re ka feletsa re latela, and go latela ga rona we need to understand gore we will suffer the consequences, because it misleads. So as I spoke at Galatians chapter number 5, we see that we're being told of the works of the flesh, which would be your adultery, fornication, uncleanliness, idolatry, witchcraft, hatred, whatsoever. So now, when we walk in the light, when we walk in the spirit, right, when we walk in the spiritual body, then it means then that the flesh has got to die. So hence also we have this process of saying we have to be born again, because there should be a new me that now is obedient, because the one who was of the flesh is the one who submitted to the flesh, the one who wanted to please the flesh. But now this one is willing to conform to the way and the word of Yahuwah, to be submissive, to humble myself before him. So now it means when I do that, then I do not labor in vain, particularly because then I walk in a way that is pleasing. I'm returning from the fleshy customs or the worldly patterns or the rituals or whatever the world.
All right, we seem to have lost him there. I will try to get him back. Somehow it happens along this time. I don't know why, but it does happen. Send us your WhatsApp, 0826572729. Let's hear what you say about this matter. And, of course, also, tell us, what is the purpose of this spiritual body that we say we are? What is the purpose of this spiritual body that we say we are? One needs to understand and find out as to what our duty is even all about. What our duty is even all about. All right, Malak, are you back?
Yes, Malak.
Yes, go on, sir. Yes. Go on, sir.
All right.
Mm.
So now, which means the way to summarize that thing, I no longer follow the local path, basically. So which means now I have turned of this case, and I'm now in obedience. My life is ruach-led. I'm no longer attached to religion, tradition, or man-made of observances. But if this is now about us now being in the spiritual body, that everything is in us. We start to learn and we start to practice. So Marane in Eli or Killing Malabar Resort yesterday, people were celebrating Father's Day. And these are the things that now an example that says, Is it something that's there in the scripture? You know, because it's something that is man-made. The scripture teaches us to love our Heavenly Father with all our hearts, with all our minds, with all our beings. And now, which means if then we were to celebrate Father's Day, it should be every day, not on a particular day that somebody chooses to maybe bring in his ritual and are directed and make a shift. It's about my father on earth. Meanwhile, and why I invented the flash. So we become very careful. We become watchers as well. We guard him. Because now, they are not cultural, but they are worldly things. So attached to them, like how we as people today are attached. So now, which means we must not return from the bondage, but we stay in what gives everlasting life, and that is the spirit, the ruach. For the flesh continually sin and continually lust.
I hear you quite well. And send us your WhatsApp. So it's 2657-2729. Let's hear what you say. The very notion of the body of believers that is referred to as a spiritual body. What is actually the essence of us being that? And what are the purposes with regards to it?
Tune in. Lift your soul. Radiopulpit.co.za.
All right. Clive says, good evening, Pastor. Please pray for my respiratory cough. I'm suffering now. It's kind of whooping cough that gets bad. I believe in the name of Yahweh for my complete healing. I pray in the name of Yahusha HaMashiach that you be healed, Clive. I pray that may the Father heal your lungs and that you be made well. Hallelujah. And of course, send us your WhatsApp, so 826572720. I think we can take one more. Professor, let me bring this to you. And when we speak of this also, we are also called on as a spiritual body that stands as a banner to continuously perfect that which is lacking in our faith. Now, many people would argue with this, but let me read 1 Thessalonians chapter 3, verses 10. It says, night and day, praying exceedingly that we may see your face and perfect what is lacking in your faith. We have the responsibility to grow in the faith and in the knowledge of the Father, into the perfection that he has called us into. Be holy, for I am holy. Be perfect, for I am perfect. And we need to grow in that grace. This challenge continuously is there. It keeps us working, keeps us on our toe. Continuously, we are being trained. And continuously, it's like a workshop in us. What say you finally, Professor?
Thank you, my brother, for that. I think that's something that we don't accept with gladness. We somehow want to receive only the perfect, good, and joyous things from the Lord. And we don't want to reveal God even in our trying times. We don't want to reveal who he is even when things are not going well with us. And the Bible says, therefore, what thanks can we render to God for you, for all the joy with which we rejoice for your sake before God, night and day praying exceedingly. So in other words, it's like God wants us to reveal him anytime, every time, in every situation. And in Romans 6:5, just to confirm what you just said here, it says, for if we have been united together in the likeness of his death, certainly we also shall be in the likeness of his resurrection. Meaning, we need to reveal him all the time, even when things are difficult. And that's a very difficult thing for believers, because we've grown to understand, I don't know where we got this gospel, that if you are saved, there shouldn't be any difficulty. That now that you're in Christ, things should just be so smooth. We don't expect any challenge. When there are any challenges, we seem to dissociate with the Father. And we are not revealing God even in our challenges. But the Father here says, we need to be able to reveal him in death and in resurrection, in difficulty, even in situations that are easy. So we are the representative of the Lord in every situation, which is why here we need to make sure that he is shown in perfection in our faith. So our faith is not expected to be drawn back. It's not expected to fail in times of trouble, but we are supposed to show him as a perfect God, for he is perfect. And remember, each time we go through challenges, he is there. We don't go through challenges alone. He says he goes with us. Even when we go through the valleys of the shadow of death, we don't fear, because we know he's never left us nor forsaken us. So we have the strength to walk with him. We have the strength to be with him in every situation. So which is why his perfection must always be revealed as we are his body. We are revealing who he is, because we are the spirit beings who are representing his kingdom here and now. And we are now aware that he is able to take us through. If we depend on him, he's able to take us through every situation. Our part is to make sure that we reveal him as a perfect God, and make sure that our confession does not change, because sometimes we tend to change our confession based on how we feel, based on what we experience. But the word of God never changes. We must continue speaking the word in every situation, Brother Ray.
We are also supposed, thank you so much, Professor. I just want to bring you in quickly, Malak, because you left it 2 minutes. Acts chapter 6, verses 7. The word of the Elohim spread, the word of Yahweh spread, and the number of the disciples multiplied greatly in Jerusalem. And a great many of the priests were obedient to the faith. There must be, our duty is also to manage that there is a continuation of the steady growth of the body of the Hamashiach. And many people come to the faith, and the number of people is increasing. And there are daily additions that are happening, you know, as we praise and having favor with all people. And the Elohim added to the body of the Hamashiach daily those who are being saved. It's important that there be multitudes of people that are being saved. We have a minute. Just go for it, Malak. What's your take?
It's our job. Malak. It is important for us. As you said, we are made also fishers of men. We have to go and to share the word, the Beshura, to announce the good news to the people. So by so doing, it is the act of leading people into this spiritual body. So basically, we can say we start to grow. Not we grow Rona in terms of the knowledge, but also the growing in numbers to make the world a better place through the word of Abba Yahuwah and with us walking in obedience. So it is quite important for us that the word becomes the foundation, because growth shouldn't just come through emotions or whatsoever, but it is through the true word we have to be rooted in the word, in Yerushalayim. Quickly, Malak, before to further, onion, garlic, ginger, turmeric, dash of black pepper and honey. It should resolve the kaiser every day.
Shalom. Okay. Malak. All right. Thank you so much, Malak. Thank you so much. Repeat that recipe again.
Onion.
Yeah.
Especially the red one.
Red
garlic.
Onion, garlic.
Garlic, ginger,
turmeric,
with a dash of black pepper, and honey.
And honey. Mix and that honey. And drink mix it. That. Yes, slice.
You take a spoon every day. You slice them, and then every day you take a spoon. It's something that you can take lifetime.
Yeah. It deals with your lungs. Yes.
I'm telling you, more than even not only the lungs, but everything.
Tonsillitis.
Everything.
Okay. Thank you so much, Malak. All right.
Salud.
Yeah. Next week, let us talk about the Creator. Who is the Creator? We are touching on that. Professor, thank you so much. I appreciate it.
Thank you very much, my brother.
Thank you.
I speak a blessing upon you and your family, Brother Babukia. Blessings to you and blessings to our beautiful Radio Pulpit family. Hallelujah. Amen.
Thank you. Malak, thank you so much. I appreciate it, sir.
Back to you, to your family, also to Professor Luis and family, and to the greater Radio Pulpit family. May Abba keep us safe and well until we meet again next week. Of course, yeah, we are willing. Shalom.
Shalom, shalom, shalom. Coming up next, we are going on to Men's Dialogue. There we go.
Faith, hope, and love. Experience victory in your life on 657 AM.
Do you need prayer? Radio Pulpit, in collaboration with Need Pray, is ready to stand in prayer with you. Contact us today with your prayer request at 012-334-1222 or WhatsApp us on 067-429-7564. You can also visit us on radiopulpit.co.za for your online prayer request. We will faithfully pray with you.
We understand that as a young person, you face many challenges that threaten both your safety and mental well-being. And in this fast-moving world, you don't always have someone to talk to. That's why I Am Youth has joined hands with Child Protection Hotline to give reliable and accessible counseling to young people. So send a WhatsApp text, SMS, or call the number 076-037-6345 to get help today. We believe that you are worth it.
The Word for You Today is our youth devotional that has been available as a printed booklet and has also been accessible via email. It is intended to encourage and guide young people in their walk with God. Well, we are excited to announce that the youth devotional is going fully digital. This means that the Word for You Today booklet will no longer be available in hard copy or sent by post, but it will still be accessible on the I Am Youth website, email subscription, and the I Am Youth app, which is available on both the Google Play Store and App Store for iPhone users. Visit www.imymovement.co.za and join the move to digital.
You and 657 AM and Life, a winning team on the road to eternity.